We're going to be going on to chapter 8. Very important chapter. New tense. New stem. It is the so-called aorist. Let me put that up here. The aorist, the past tense, the basic narrative past. And now we come to real irregularity. Necessity of metamucil here. Because with the past tense, you get irregular verbs in spades. Now, first part of what I'm going to say today is very simple, and that is, this is the basic past tense. So if we have leo to loose, I loosed, lipo to leave, I left, you know, agorazo to buy, I bought. I mean, just the basic basic past tense we were using in our English review for Greek, throw, through. That simple move to the basic past. Now, here's what is important, the first of the important things for you to get. In Greek, there are two patterns for the past tenses. There is the regular verb pattern and the irregular verb pattern. Now, that really sounds strange. You wouldn't think that the irregular verbs would actually have a set pattern, but they do. So, in other words, it's almost as if you had something like swim, swam, swum. You know, like that, where there's sort of a little pattern like that. It's almost like that. There's not a pattern for how the stem will go, but they have their own sets of terminations, which is very interesting. Now, this is why, I think it was Wendell who asked the question a couple of days ago. Why is it that we kept having two paradigms? We had leo and lipo. What do we have those both for? It's for this chapter and the succeeding chapters. These two verbs will now diverge. Up to this point, you had leo, leois, leai, lipo, lipais, lipai. Future, liso, liseis, lisai, lipso, lipsai, lipsai. You know, it was all kind of predictable. Now we're going to have divergence between the two. And it's the only book I know that kind of goes with two paradigm verbs like this.